the stars announce their presence when they setting up in the sky. And every little planet we be touching, it's like comets burst in the heavens when we're soaring.
Intergalactic type shit, my nigga, nah, me. Yeah, yeah, my nigga, we the dope time traveling. Space age, pimping androids, we gaffling. Bop guns that flip Nissan trucks. You took me to your leader looking like we all fuck. Walking in my moon boots cause my spaceship stuck. Rely on my third eye instead of faith in luck. Dodging particles from astros so we won't get stuck. You never know at any time it could get worse. No 16s, my nigga, I spit a universe. And some left planet Earth low on cash. Robbing niggas on Mars like Pluto Nash. Bounce rock and escape cause the spaceship fast. Got homies teleporting to a nice piece of. Hey, my people planet surface, staying high and turned up. Treating planets like step, they stay burnt up. No lie, we really too high for y'all. Ain't coming down, even if the sky should fall. I'm yelling, no lie, I'm really too high for y'all. Ain't coming down, even if the sky should fall. I'm yelling,
hit my space particles, you androids. You androids. You androids. Space protocols, you androids. You androids. You androids. Yeah.
Killer for you
androids. Don't matter if my whips on foes. It don't matter if my wrists don't glow. Oh, I'm out of this world. Space age pimping with a swagger that'll lift your soul. Luke Skywalker scheming on her Chewbacca. Perpendicular proper pimping to bring profit. I'm in a spaceship blowing gas. You probably think I'm human with your broke ass. Daniel son now wax me off, I'm so fly. I got crane kicks, welcome to the Cobra Kai. Captain Kirk space those perk robotic lungs. Slanging Big Dipper, keep my phaser on stun. Even on Pluto, you niggas is menudo. My main chick's a Martian, my spaceship's a Tudo. Face this anomaly in the matrix. This is the dope face, you tired of that fake shit.
Grand opening, grand closing.
That means it's only up. It's only episode. People like, see,
hopefully they like it.
Like I hold these. I knew these niggas only gonna do one show.
Thank you, Chris Rock.
Welcome to the Lando Calrissian Experience.
Or yes,
the Lando
sir.
Cal,
the
we'll call it for short.
Lando Cal.
Lando Calrissian Experience. We're gonna talk about what comic books, movies, TV shows,
nerd culture,
history, Illuminati. Or cartoons, yeah. Even though, yeah.
Space aliens.
Philosophy.
Because
a lot of people emailed us and was loving a lot of episodes talking about aliens and different stuff that we can't really get into on the original podcast, so we figured, hey, we might as well spin off another show that comes on every now and then that give you a little bit of, you know, both. And, you know, maybe even highlight us some people that maybe we can't really fit into the format of Stroud Low Cash and we can pull them on here, though, and we can really, you know, chop it up with them, you know.
Definitely. You know what? Maybe you should explain who,
For those of y'all who don't know who Lando Calrissian is, go ahead and give him a brief expose about how he came up with the name.
The only black man in space. This is basically the best beginning description. Star Wars, Billy Dee Williams.
Boom.
The only black man in the space, unless you want to count, the Wookiees and Chewbacca. Though I've heard people try to claim them.
Are you
and
serious?
Not Jar Jar Binks either.
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Binks was played by a black person though, in the costume.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks was defined as. We can get into that. We can go into it right now.
We discuss.
I mean, we already know Lando. Well, the reason why we chose Lando Cal is because also Lando, that whole experience of being the token black guy fits me and Daryl's lives very, very close, very, very closely from high school on up. I mean, Daryl was basically the only person that had melanin in Iowa. For 4 years. So we can relate. But back to what I was saying. Jar Jar Binks, man. I mean, if y'all don't know who Jar Jar Binks is, go check out, what was it, 6?
Episode 1, 2, and 3.
Episode 1, 2, and 3, which were the prequels that were made after the Star Wars. But he's basically the big-eared, dark, big-lipped thing that talks in the
Issa.
Yeah, has a speech impediment with Ebonics. So that's Jar Jar Binks, and a lot of people were upset because he was supposed to be representative of
black people.
So,
and I don't know how the hell did he end up being the representative of black people though. We already had Lando Cal,
and we had what's his face. What's your boy's name? The nigga always
Mace Windu.
Yeah.
Mace Windu. Yeah. Oh, that's the other black man in space. My bad.
But he ain't come to, like, you know, 10 years later, 12 years later.
Mace Windu ended up getting popped, though. And Lionel Carrizal is still walking these streets, though, if you want to say it, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. And if the movie stopped, he was still walking the streets. He's at the party eating the pig.
Yep.
At the luau at the end of the movie.
Windu is played by Samuel L. Jackson, so that could be me and Daryl.
Keeping in the Star Wars thing, though, since we're talking about nerd stuff, supposedly he has a son that's maybe popping up in the sequels. I forgot his name. It's like, oh man, it's like something like Torque or something like that. He
Who,
has a son.
Sam Jack Windu?
Yeah,
is?
Mace Windu supposedly has a son though. I'm gonna Google it real quick, but it's something like Torque or Twunk or something though. I saw somebody online talking about it. To my Mace Windu's son though, and he's maybe popping up in.
He gonna be a Jedi too?
I'm not sure what's going to happen with it because, you know, they cast in Michael B. Jordan and the dude that played the son in the Help is already casted for Star Wars.
We just don't know what roles.
Why people are
speculating. The Help or the Butler?
The Butler.
That
played his son in
the
Butler.
Dude that played...
his son that was Black Panther.
Right. The dude.
I still haven't seen it, though.
He was the lead in... he was a co-star in... what's it called? Red Tails.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one that was the Italian chick.
Yeah. They already cast it already though. And Billy Dee's suspected to come back as well. Lando Cal is supposed to be back himself, supposedly. So I mean they trying to go hard though. I mean, J.J. Abrams is directing it. I got faith.
Yeah. A lot of people were kinda let down by the last
what you call his hands no more.
George Lucas.
Yeah, that's.
But he wasn't the one that directed it. He was just he produced it, right?
He directed it too.
He directed it. The last one.
Hell yeah! Lucasfilms did all that shit.
I didn't know he did. I thought he outsourced the director. That's why people were telling him he needed to let that shit go.
Like let it go. Like please, just let it go. I cannot find this dude's son's name though. But he does have a son though.
That was his, it was his wife's doing. The black chick was like, "Yo, hey, it might be a good time, you know, when you're on top."
Yeah, you know, literally get on top.
Just let go. Just go ahead and give it up.
Which is messed up, though, if he does have a son, though, because, you know, the whole thing of being a Jedi is you can't have kids.
I mean, well, shit. What's his name? Well,
that
I guess.
That's why he was in trouble, though.
Who?
That's why Anakin kept that whole thing secret, because you're not supposed to have kids as a Jedi. You're not supposed to get married to have kids, so that's why the whole marriage was secretive.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
That's why it's crazy if Mace Windu does have a son. I saw somewhere somebody's talking about on some message board that he had a son, though. So maybe that's not true, though. I'm not sure, though. What they suspected that Michael G. Boy Jordan is going to play Lando Calrissian's son. That's one of the suspicions. Which would be a good look, though. Michael B. Jordan can actually become the next Denzel within the next 3 or 4 years, though. Literally with the shit that's being put out there for him, though. And maybe even past Denzel.
You think everything
high profile shit?
Was Michael B. Jordan the dude in
The Wire? He played Wallace on The Wire.
Well, but I'm talking about after that. What was the movie with the teenagers that got the special powers? Was that him?
Yep, Chronicle.
Chronicle.
He's in that as well. Yeah. Think about what he'll line up. Think about it. He'll have The Wire. He'll have Chronicle.
He'll have
Fruitvale Station.
Fruitvale Station.
He's got the Creed coming out, the remake of Rocky. Not remake, the continuation of Rocky.
Right,
he's
right,
playing
right,
Apollo
right,
Creed's
right.
son. They got him up for Human Torch, maybe, for Fantastic Four.
Well, they can do an alternative universe or something?
I don't give a fuck. They doing...
I mean, they pretty much have to because of fucking... Dude, they already talked about...
They had Jessica Alba in there. She's Hispanic or half
black
herself. Well,
yeah, but she can pass for white, though. I mean,
don't matter, though. They had her. No, we knew she was. She had darky up in her, though, so...
I'm just saying, there's no way you're going to correlate the two. But also, Chris Evans. Is it Evans?
Yeah, Chris Evans is playing Captain America.
Captain America. And they're trying to pitch him for something else. I gotta
Captain
find
America,
it.
Him for something
for
else?
Another Marvel character. I want to say, I think it's going to be like a reoccurring person on the SHIELD show.
Okay.
Agents of SHIELD.
Okay. We
Which
can,
comes
we
on tonight.
To, yeah, we need to get into that, though, too. Also, then here in Star Wars, think about what he lined up, though, and I think it was maybe 25, 26, 27, somewhere around there.
You know what? To be honest, I didn't have a chance. Well, it's different, though, because there's a lot more stuff, you know, diversity is way bigger now than it was in the 90s and late 80s.
Yeah, but,
And then
I know, I take that back, because Denzel had, like, Ricochet and shit like
Ricochet, he had Deja Vu, he had...
I'm talking about, like, early in his career, though.
It was Deja Vu. What's the one with Sanaa Lathan? Not the one with... Yeah, Sanaa Lathan.
That's Deja Vu. But that's not early
then
in his career, though.
Then what was the other one?
If you want to go to Virtuosity and shit like that, though,
No. I mean, he had Glory and shit like that. I'm talking about the one with Sanaa Lathan. That's not Deja Vu. That was early 90s. That was mid-90s. That was Out of Time.
No, it's not.
It is.
Deja Vu, I guarantee you, is like 2000. Okay, I'm going to look at it right now.
Deja Vu was the most recent one
he did. It's like 2003.
No. I don't know if it's that. I don't think it's that early. I think it's like
2006.
Yeah, see? Told
right.
You.
No, you said mid-90s.
That's no, you wouldn't listen to what I'm saying. That's not the one with Sanaa Lathan in it. The one with Sanaa Lathan in it is Out of Time.
Oh, you talking about Pelican Brief?
Out of Time. Where he's down there and she's scamming him for money.
But that's in the early 2000s, too.
That wasn't like 97, 98?
2003, it says, for Out of Time. 2003.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. Denzel,
I remember Virtuosity. I remember Ricochet. Remember Pelican Brief. Remember Glory.
What was the other one that was kind of like Pelican Brief? Like, was it L.A. Confidential or something like that? I'm going to go to his Wikipedia.
Nah, you talking about The Firm?
It was kind of like...
The Firm?
No, that's got... That's... It was kind of like Pelican Brief.
No, Pelican Brief, he was a lawyer. You talking about Philadelphia?
No, it was kind of like... Let me pull it up.
Because Pelican Brief was him and Julia Roberts.
But it was some kind of like Pelican Brief. But it wasn't Pelican Brief. It was damn near the same, if I remember.
And he was in it as a lawyer?
Yeah. All right.
Is it the Philadelphia... what's it called? I thought... Philadelphia or...
No, I'm wrong, no. Actually, he had a good run, though. Only sucky movie he had so far I'm looking at is Carbon. Well, Carbon Copy is horrible.
I never saw it.
That's that comedy he did in 81, where it was like a white man that was a millionaire, and he had a son, and Denzel was his son, black son, that shows up.
Nope.
He's kind of hood and stuff, though. I'm supposed to be like kind of hood.
Nope, never seen it.
Yeah, it's hilarious if you watch the... because, in fact, it's supposed to be a comedy.
Right, right.
But it's not funny. This is funny. Then you got Soldier Story.
Yep.
He did a new movie called Power. I've never seen that. Cry for Freedom, which is dope.
Yeah,
where he plays Steve Biko.
Right.
The Mighty Quinn.
Mighty Quinn. I forgot
that was
about
a dope movie.
John Q?
John Q's later on. For Queen and Country, I've never seen that. That's Glory.
Right.
Heart Condition.
Never seen it.
Wow, that got 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know what he played in there.
Does that mean somebody didn't see it?
It's got to be, because they will have some kind of percentage. Mo Better Blues was next after that.
Right.
Then Ricochet.
Ricochet.
Mississippi Masala. Malcolm X.
Well, yeah.
Then he did Much Ado About Nothing.
Much Ado About Nothing. Yeah.
Then Pelican Brief. Then Philadelphia. And he had a run. Then Crimson Tide. Then Virtuosity.
Crimson Tide. Damn.
Then Devil in a Blue Dress.
Yep.
Then Courage Under Fire. Then The Preacher's Wife. Then Fallen.
Oh, Fallen was so fucking dope.
Then he got Game. Then The Siege. Then Bone Collector.
The Siege. It was The Siege the one with...
It was like kind of like... that. Maybe that's what I'm thinking, though. It was the one.
That, he was an Admiral. That's not the. Is that the one with fucking
He's a soldier in that one too.
Is he? That's not
the, this is the synopsis. It says, though, the film is about a fictional situation.
Who's in it?
In which terrorist cells have made several attacks on New York City. Stars Denzel Washington.
Bruce Willis?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Annette Bening and Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. And then you got Manchurian Candidate.
Well, Bone Collector's next.
Yes.
Then The Hurricane.
Yes.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Training Day.
Yeah.
John Q.
All right.
Antoine Fisher.
Yeah.
Out of Time. Man on Fire.
Dope.
The Manchurian Candidate. Eh.
Manchurian Candidate was cool, but that was based off of a novel.
Yeah. Inside Man. Damn.
Yeah.
Deja Vu. American Gangsters. The Great Debaters. The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
Right.
The Book of Eli.
Right. What's Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Right.
Safe House.
Yeah. Safe House.
Flight.
Cool. Flight. Cool.
Two Guns.
Two Guns.
And then he's got this movie called The Equalizer coming out by, well, directed by Antoine Fuqua next year.
Okay. Is he doing, what's The Equalizer about? Is he doing some?
Let's see here. It says, let's see. The synopsis is, a retired intelligence officer, Robert McCall, turns into a vigilante for the helpless. When he decides to help a young hooker, Terry, he gets heat from the Russian mafia. In particular, a brutal fixer who was Martin Siaskis. Okay.
Now, keep in mind, a lot of these are we're saying great, but I wonder if how they were actually rated outside of black folks.
Okay, well, we can do it. You want to go with the percentage of Rotten Tomatoes for some of them?
Yeah.
Or you want to throw out some that you think that aren't worth it, considered that good? That, and I
well, you, okay, let's start with Manchurian Candidate, because you said you thought it was kind of eh.
80, damn, they got 81%.
Yeah, I figured just what the
Man
story
on Fire like. Got only 38%.
What?
From Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
John Q got 23%.
See, it might just be memorable because we land up.
You can't tell me that John Q wasn't a shit though, man.
I'm telling you, but we were also kids too.
Bone Collector only got 28%.
Surprised.
Actually, John Q looks like this is his lowest rated movie on here. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, John Q is his lowest rated movie.
What about Out of Time?
Out of Time, 65%.
How about what about Training Day?
72%.
Okay. I'm just saying, if he got an award for
his highest is
Glory?
Nah, you know what it is. You know what
it is.
No, it is Glory.
Remember
it is Glory. Glory at 93%.
I'm gonna say, but after that though, remember the Titans?
Come on, man. What's his best role he ever played?
I say Glory.
Malcolm X.
Oh, yeah. 91%. Yeah, Malcolm X. I'm tripping.
91%.
Where was Inside Man? I loved Inside Man.
I loved Inside Man, too. Inside Man, 86%.
Okay. That's not too shabby.
American Gangs got 80, too.
Yeah, well, you can see he's a solid figure to bet
Book
on.
Eli only got 48, and I thought Book Eli was pretty straight.
I thought it was okay. I really thought
I like the premise though, but it did kind of go. It kind of was slow though. It was kind of slow. I like the premise.
I mean, it was there was just some parts and it was just like,
Two Guns got 63%.
I said some people Two Guns yet.
Two Guns is pretty damn good, man. It's a fun movie.
Right.
It's a fun movie.
It's a buddy.
Yeah, it's a buddy cop movie. Yeah. And then Flight.
Flight was good.
78%.
Flight was good though. It was well written.
Flight was
too.
Damn good actually.
It was well written.
Yeah, it was. It kind of had that twist at the end because you thought he was going to get off and shit, though. You know what
he played the shit out of that role, too.
Yeah.
He stayed banging the same sort of chicks.
Hispanic chicks?
Like, or they had that same general description. You know, like, because the chick that got hurt in Flight, Paula Patton in Deja Vu, Sanaa Lathan, Out of Time, Eva Mendez.
Paula Patton was in Deja Vu?
Yep.
That wasn't Paula Patton in Deja Vu.
Who was it?
That was some other Hispanic. Well, Paula Patton's biracial, but it's another Hispanic chick, man. I think it's the chick.
Dude,
from,
look on.
No, I'm looking up now, though, but I think it's the chick from Before It Comes Up. I think I'm stating it before I look at it. I think it's the chick that was in the Will Smith joint, though, where he was the last dude alive. What was the name of that movie? I can't remember it now.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I Am Legend. Yeah, I think it's the chick from I Am Legend.
It wasn't her.
Let's see here. Who is it?
It was a black chick.
It is Paula Patton. Damn.
Told you.
Right. Shit. Kudos to you, Teddy. Shit. Damn, I told you. So Paula Patton, we're doing that.
She in there. She sprinkled in the weird day we were talking about on Ricky Smile. That's how I knew.
Oh, yeah. So you got a few. You just kept that shit inside your head though, and everything.
I just had to let it marinate, because they all fit that same general description. Because didn't she do another movie with him? Was she in two movies with Denzel?
Let's see. I'm gonna go to the page here.
I could be wrong, but I feel like she was in two movies with Denzel. Yeah.
Two Guns.
Yeah, okay, so there you go.
She's in Two Guns.
She's in Two Guns.
Yeah, she's in Two Guns.
So, but I'm just saying, he stayed banging the same sort of chicks, so.
I mean, he may be bad, though.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not complaining.
Damn, Paula Patton, damn near 40. I didn't know that.
Ain't Robin Thicke damn near 42?
You gotta be, probably.
Yeah, they about what, like 38?
She's 37.
Yeah.
You think in real life she might be older than that? He's younger than her.
Yeah.
Robin Thicke's only 36.
That's only a year.
He's 36. Yeah. She's 37. Yeah, I thought he was older, though.
Nah, I didn't.
Hold on. Okay, no. So he was popping around the Growing Pains set then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember he came out with his first album.
That
album was dope, too.
Yeah, people slept on that album. Nobody knew about that.
Nope.
But let's go on and get into some topics, man. There's some stuff I want, you know, just some, not much topics. We're really going to expand on different stuff here on Lando Cal. You know, we was talking about before, though, how 80s movies be over the top with the gratuitous violence.
Yes, dog.
If people talk about the violence now, go look at some 80s movies and the ridiculousness that happens in these movies, though. RoboCop, for instance, though, he got shot 89 times with shotguns and was still alive. Dude. And then they shot him in the head afterwards.
Right.
They blew his arm off.
I mean, you just got to remember, everything, the 80s was about big. It was about big hairstyles. It was about, you know, I guess 90s kind of transitioned the clothing in. But, I mean, think of, like, for instance, them Rocky scenes were gratuitous. As far as violence, nigga, like
no way, nobody was standing up for the punches.
Hey, the fight in the draw, like when the dude would go to punch, he would draw back for 17 minutes before he throw that punch. He'd be pushing the nigga, like, you know, measuring for five, yep. Pull back for 17, and then the punch would sound like thunder. And it would be it would be like 7 minutes of that. like think about how many shots, punches between him. And what's the Russian's name?
Drago.
Drago took in that round, dog. In their boxing match,
and they stood up.
Not one nigga fell one time.
But Drago fell at the end. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's what I say to the end.
I don't. And then Rambo, he killed like 155 people in what, first blood?
Yeah.
I think somebody said that is the most people killed in one movie.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Hold on, you know. I think I'm gonna Google that.
The body count has to be high, dog. The body count has to be high in order for it to be a Rambo movie. Because it's not gonna make sense otherwise. That's just the way it works.
Because I know somebody probably sat there and fucking counted.
I wonder if it was like the same five niggas that just kept rotating.
Yeah, it's actually a website that breaks down all the body counts.
For the body counts?
Yeah, so we're gonna run down the list right quick. The number one movie for body counts. What the hell? Is Lot R, Return of the King. Came out 2003. 836 people died.
God damn! Hey, did somebody drop a nuke? Golly!
836 people.
Hey, please let it be one thing.
Let me Google this movie,
though. Hey, that needs to be on YouTube.
Rambo
used
to be
great.
No, dog.
Oh, no.
It's some great movies, though, below this, though. I'm Googling this movie, though. It's Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Has the most deaths in the movie.
Now, how do they know? How do they know?
That's L-O-R.
I'm just saying, how do they know? How do you count how many people
somebody
died?
Somebody probably sat there and probably paused and was like, okay, there goes
that
somebody.
Nigga, that, hey, but
there
how
goes
you,
somebody blowing up air right there.
How do you check that, though? How do you diss that? You can't do that. Because a nigga gets shot in the neck. With an arrow, don't mean he necessarily did.
Ted, this is like before medical attention, though.
It's an orc.
Right, but no. They definitely did. They made by some bullshit. They definitely did.
No, nigga.
Okay, next one is Kingdom of Heaven.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Yeah, with Orlando Bloom. That was a good-ass movie. It was
610 deaths.
Really?
That's what it said.
Well, but see, that was about the medieval wars. So
the next one is I can see this next one. Number three was 600 deaths, 300.
God, yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised. This shit, hey, well, wait till this, we'll go back to that. Because don't transition to our next time.
Number four, Troy with 572 deaths.
What?
There's a lot of death in there, though.
I don't remember that.
Troy with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I don't remember that many people dying.
Then number five, The Last Samurai.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
With 558 deaths.
How do they know that, though?
Somebody sat there and did this, dog.
That nigga's dead.
Number six, Lord of the Rings again, The Two Towers, with 468 deaths. Now, this one is disputable because I think they combine in both of these movies, though. Grindhouse came out in 7 at 310 deaths. But I think they combined...
All three movies?
They combined both of them, two of them.
We went three?
It was Planet Terror. And the other one, Death Proof.
Right, the one with...
Death Proof with Kurt Russell.
Right.
Yeah.
So Planet Terror
You think of Machete, but it was... Unless they count... They might be counting Machete, that trailer in there. They might be counting that, though. You know what they probably are.
It was hella niggas that did. And the fact that there's another spinoff...
The second one. I like the first Machete.
That's because Jessica Alba was naked in the shower.
There it is.
Machete Kills.
He's back.
It's a lot of motherfuckers in there,
This next one, though... Was my shit though. Number eight, Hard Boiled.
Oh, with Chow Fat.
Yep.
Yeah, I need to go watch it again. I only made
this number nervous. Eight tied for number eight with 307 with Hard Boiled Titanic.
hey, you know that's probably some historical truth to that.
No,
like they
no.
probably went back and see, and they probably didn't realize how many people actually died on the Titanic and just counted it.
Then number coming in number 10 is We Are Soldiers. I think that's that movie. I think with Bruce Willis. Is that the one Bruce Willis where he was trying to save the dude?
That's Hearts War.
This is Bruce Willis, though. Mel Gibson. This is the Mel Gibson joint.
Okay.
Mel Gibson joint. It says, miscellaneous strong bodies on battlefield. It gives you a description why. You want me to go back to why the Lord of the Rings is number one? They have a description why it ended up being number one. Let's go back. Entire film, 836 deaths, right? They break it down by who died. Two hobbits, 147 humans, 524 orcs, two trolls, Rohirrim, I don't know what that is.
What is
123. Sauthrons, 32. Nazuls, 6. Miscellaneous, 166 animals, but not including the tally.
What the fuck?
But not including the tally, though. They said they didn't include
Okay. I was like, how you counting the animals?
Yeah, they didn't include that.
That's a lot of body. That's a lot of death. I guess
They got him by character kills, too. How many people kill people?
Let me guess. Who was murdering niggas?
You should know who it is, though.
The king, right?
Yeah, Aragorn was number one.
Yeah, Aragorn.
17 kills. Legolas,
Legolas had to be next with them damn arrows.
Gandalf had 11. The Iwain, which was that girl... She had 9. Mary, which was one of the goddamn hobbits, had 7.
Right.
Aramir, 6. Faramir, 5. Gimli only had 5. Sam, 4. Theoden, 3. Pippin, 2. And Frodo, 1. And Gollum, 1.
Gollum.
All right, it's a couple on here, though. I want to dive in this a little bit more. Then, number 11, which... I totally see why this one was at 256 Starship Troopers.
Hey, you know what? Starship Troopers is one of
arms and legs is getting blown off.
That was like
for
a cult film.
Have you seen 2 and 3 though?
I can't bring myself.
I skipped to
do
2 because I heard it was horrible. Yeah, yeah. So I went to 3 though because they didn't have nobody from the original. But 3 had some of the original cast in it.
Yeah, but he died.
He didn't die in the third one.
The main dude didn't?
Mm-mm.
I thought he did.
No, he didn't. No, he got arrested and almost died, though. They was trying to hang him in that one. But this is messed up. Boris Kojo is in
there. I know.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw it.
But the graphics were so horrible, you could tell the budget went down. Like, it was like a screen, like, where you stand in front of the screen, like, oh! And, like, I think somebody hand went through one of the bugs, even though it's some shit.
Hey, this shit was made on an Atari.
It was horrible. The graphics was horrible.
I was like, dog.
The plot was horrible. It was horrible, man. I had
to... So that Boris just did that shit for the check.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely did for the check. So after Star Trek Troopers at number 12, 255, Saving Private Ryan. Think about that beginning scene, though.
Yeah,
where
it was the dead motherfuckers in the beginning scene.
I mean, shit, they was floating in the water. Number 13, which we said before, Rambo, at 247. This one is interesting, though, at 14, Equilibrium.
Yeah, I can see that, though, because it was a lot of, considering it's a movie about a martial art that dealt with gunplay.
Yeah, but that's just interesting that it had that many deaths. Next, after that, was a movie I've never seen called Bullet in the Head.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Is this the old one, or is this one with Sylvester Stallone?
It's got 214. Let me see which one it is. So it was the remake when Sylvester Stallone did
it? I thought it was a remake. I could be wrong.
1990 Hong Kong.
Yeah, so that's what I said. I knew it was a remake.
John Woo,
yeah,
of course.
John Woo, yeah.
John Woo's got two movies in his top 20, 25 right now with Hard Boiled at 8.
Yep.
Number 16, A Better Tomorrow 2. Have you seen that?
Nah.
Let me see what that one is. I bet you some Asian probably or something.
Nah. I feel like I just saw
it. It is Asian. Hong Kong, 1987. John Woo again.
Damn, nigga. Hey, John Woo.
John Woo. Oh, they got ranked by actors. Who has the most deaths in movies?
We're
going to go to that in a second.
John Woo is the Asian Michael Bay. You know how Michael Bay just likes to blow shit up?
Yeah.
John Woo just likes to kill people.
Next up, 17 tied. Two movies tied at 187. Blood Diamond and The Chronicles of Riddick at 187 deaths. Each.
Damn, Chronicles really had that many people die? Was it like a blown spaceship or something?
Maybe they counted people that was in the ships.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. I remember him taking out a lot
187,
of
187,
Oh, but you got to remember, though.
That beginning scene where they...
Yeah, where they came and started taking over the different worlds and shit. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And Blood Diamond, 187. You remember 187 people dying in Blood Diamond?
Well, don't you remember when they were coming over and trying to... they attacked the mine? With the soldiers?
Okay.
That's what I'm assuming.
All right. I'm going to speed up a little bit. I'm going to go through some notable movies. Braveheart's at 20, 184.
I thought it was way more than Braveheart.
22 is Dawn of the Dead. I mean, well, I'm just skipping, so I'm going to leave some in between since this is just to pick out some notable ones. Dawn of the Dead is number 22, 175. Last of the Mohicans, 23 at 172.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
25, The Mummy with 155.
But if they already dead, can you kill them?
That's what I know. Let me click and see, because I'm confused on that one as well.
You did have the little dude that was dressed in black and his boys, but then he also raised the dead. Oh.
No, they're not breaking it down by
Or is it when the mummy was just murdering?
Yeah,
him?
I guess so. Yeah,
because that's the first mummy.
One of my favorite joints. I mean, no, at 28, Shoot 'Em Up. With 151.
That's not surprising.
Clive Owen has to have 125 of those.
That's what the movie was about.
Let's see. The Wild Bunch, old school favorite, is number 31 and 145. Blade Trinity is 33 at 140.
What?
Yeah, Blade Trinity is number 33.
I do not remember that many niggas dying in Blade Trinity.
Rambo 3 is at 37, so we skipped some movies in between, though, but Rambo's 37, 127.
Not surprised there.
Resident Evil, jumping down a little bit, at 40, Resident Evil Extinction, 124.
What? Oh, Extinction?
Mm-hmm.
So what was, who's the number
one? Then right up under is Resident Evil Apocalypse at 123.
They just took the same footage and just flipped that shit.
And what? The Patriot is tied with it. The Patriot is tied with that Resident Evil.
What about the number one director with the most kills?
We'll go to that in a second. I was just going. You know what? Let's just go to that then. At the bottom, at Bad Boys 2 is at 100, though. If you, just for notables at the bottom. Bad Boys 2 is up there at 63.
Really?
Yeah. Not too. It's a lot of great movies in between, though. Surprisingly, Kill Bill is pretty goddamn far down his list. It's only got 95 kills in it.
Well, they only murdered the 88.
Yeah, but then you were, yeah, you know what?
That was it. Yeah.
And that's a good point taken. Point taken. Star Wars is in here. 115 deaths. And, well, Star Wars 3 Revenge of the Sith.
That's all them
younglings. Yeah, so, all right, let's. You want to go by director or actor? For most deaths first.
Actor. Who's killed the most motherfuckers? Steven Seagal. Now, who's a fucking action hero that would have hella deaths?
Let me see charts. Oh, we can do by a year, a decade. They won't do it by
actor solely.
Yeah,
alone.
They just have you. Like, you can find out how many actors, how much the actor had. Since we're talking about the '80s, the deadliest movie in the '80s is A Better Tomorrow 2, which was the John Woo joint. Rambo's in here a couple of times. Predator's in here too. Predator's got 64 deaths in it. Oh, that beginning scene with all the Vietnamese. Mm-hmm. Wherever. They weren't Vietnamese. They were the Nicaraguan, right?
Nah, I thought they were Vietnamese.
No, they were Nicaraguan, I think. I think they were in Nicaragua, right? Let me see. I thought Predator was in Nicaragua, though. Or maybe it was somewhere. Maybe it was somewhere in Asia.
I thought they was in the Philippines.
It is Central America, though. It is Central America. It says on here, though. Let me see what country. I thought it was like Nicaragua or something. They just says guerrilla territory in Central America. It doesn't say what country.
Okay.
So it is Central America. All right. Let me see if I can find. Let's see if we can find a.
So what'd you think about your boy's post
about
Michael J. White?
Oh yeah, lethal Luke Cage or
Black Panther.
Yeah, I mean, me and you've had a long discussion about, you know, the Black Panther situation, or him being too old, though, to be able to do it for a couple of different movies and all the things that the Avengers trying to do. He'd have to be Luke Cage.
Yeah, that's the best bet?
Yeah, that's the best bet. Long as Tyrese is not either one of them.
What's wrong? Well, Tyrese got a better...
Tyrese supposed to be, you know, because, you know, John Singleton had the rights to do it, and Tyrese was supposed to be the... was cast as Luke Cage.
It's probably because Tyrese had a huge following then, because he had just come off Transformers and, what's it called? Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they like homies and stuff, though. I know that they're pretty close and whatnot.
Because of Baby Boy.
Yeah. Okay, they got highest body count by character. Some character named Ogami Ietu in Lone Wolf and Cub has 150 kills by itself.
That sounds like a martial arts.
And my dude, I told you, Smith from Shoot 'Em Up is number two with 141 kills in one movie. I mean, overall. And that's combined if people combine movies. Damn, there was a lot of people getting killed in there, though.
It's called Shoot 'Em Up, son.
Yeah, good point. Rambo, 87.
I wonder how many Die Hard had. Because John McClane was killing a lot of motherfuckers.
You know, no, it may be 15, 20 people per movie, though. You got to think if over. Let's see if we can find some. We can play around with this search engine they got. I mean, they really breaking it down on here, though. This is a pretty thorough site. Let's see, by subject. Dang, they can do it by what category of movie had the most deaths, military, mob, gangster.
So, I mean, we know.
Satire, yeah. So
I mean, we know. The 80s was built for death.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. John Woo has got three movies that's in the 80s alone that's in the top 25, it looked like. Yeah.
It makes me kind of miss us. I wonder if it's not really fair now that the movies, like 300.
Mm-hmm. You like that? Sylvester Stallone total of all his movies has 492 kills.
Somebody got too much time on their hands to count all this shit for real.
492 kills for him in all movies.
So, I mean, I'm kind of interested in seeing this new 300 movie.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has 547, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was having problems. Let's just transition to movies that we're looking forward to then. Let's transition in that. That 300, though, looks dope, though.
Yeah, I think
I had concerns with it when they kept pushing it back, though.
Why? Because you think
just because like they did with like G.I. Joe Retribution stuff like that. Well,
but
there was
a reason why they were doing G.I. Joe Retribution though, because
they're trying to get Channing Tatum in there more, right?
Well, it wasn't only that. It was more so because they knew that it was a shitty movie, and a lot of the times when they were dropping it, it was too much. Like they failed. They had a risk of not making enough money to make a profit. You know what I mean, on the movie, because you can't drop it against the Avengers because you're not gonna get no money. So you had to drop it on like an off week because that shit came out on like a fucking Wednesday. That's how you knew it wasn't like a major movie.
I always tell people you can tell when a movie, unless it's a holiday season and it comes out on a holiday weekend, if it comes out on a Wednesday, it's lower budget.
Yeah, it's lower budget. And I was just like, I mean, and it wasn't even like it was a low budget movie, but it was just like they knew that it was like, the shit was like mad hokey, son. Like,
hokey as fuck.
This shit was super hokey, dog. Like, this shit looked like it was written.
I was confused. Once again, like in the first one, I was confused again in the second G.I. Joe as well.
The first one had promise, dog. The first one had promise. It was just the fact that they couldn't. There was no. I don't want to say that there was no clear direction, but they were trying too hard to rely on the graphics in order to carry it. Like, if they had just left it with them suits alone and focused on Snake Eyes a little bit more, shit would have been cool. But because when they did that fucking underwater battle, dog, that shit looked like some shit that you played on your fucking Game Boy. Like, come on, man. Like, y'all niggas is shit. And the reason why I got so much backlash is because you playing with people's childhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's just some shit that you have to do right. Like, Michael Bay understood. You know what? It might not be good to make these motherfucking Ninja Turtles some aliens.
Yeah, he knew it was gonna be. He caught the backlash though, because he put it out. He might have put it out there also to see.
Right. Yeah. Get a difference in perspective. You know, but G.I. Joe 2, I'm hey dog. Wait for that shit to come on FX HD.
Yeah. Fuck that movie, man.
Yeah, that movie was just like. I mean, this shit was just like. You know what that shit reminded me of? It reminded me of Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ooh, that was a horrible joke.
Exactly. Raul Julia is fucking
M. Bison. He was goddamn stellar as fucking M. Bison. He was a great-ass M. Bison. He was the best part of the movie.
You're not getting no fight from me. I'm just saying, like...
Raul Julia was a dope-ass actor.
No, everybody likes Raul Julia. I'm just saying, like, as a whole...
You know, he was, like, sick during that whole production, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was reading that. He was sick during that whole movie. They was doing that whole movie. He was sick the whole time.
That movie was trash.
It was horrible.
They didn't even. There was
T-Hawk. Cammy, hey.
Yeah, I mean, it was just they didn't. It wasn't dark. It was just like niggas. It just looked like a 80s kung fu.
You know what's
movie.
Actually kind of good? Them Street Fighter cartoon movies are pretty good.
Those are dope, but that's because they're dark. Niggas be dying in there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And the storyline makes sense. Like you got, I don't know. They just had that. It's. The thing that people
Ryu's
had to
trying to be cool and shit in there. Ryu was like a recluse and shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
like
he is what he is. I think the problem is like whenever you try to do like the problem that Marvel, I don't say Marvel, but a lot of people were having when they used to make like they try to take our comic book heroes and turning them into movies is that I don't want to say they stick too close to the actual comic book and like what it's supposed to look like, but you know when you think of a superhero, you don't think like. Really bright colors, like you know what I mean. Like never see because it starts to look hokey. Then, like, when was the last time you seen Wolverine in that fucking yellow outfit?
Did he have it on? In,
Wolverine X-Men? Ain't never wore an outfit. He wore it once, and it was all black. But that was when they were as the X-Men. Like all the X-Men wearing this shit.
The X-Men office was dope though.
But when you don't ever see him wear that motherfucking,
he never wore the yellow one. That loud ass.
You ain't never seen. Because
this shit was too that now.
It's too okay. But it was the same problem with like the 90s when they did the Fantastic Four. Like you're not finna do the Fantastic Four with no fucking seafoam blue, nigga. Like that's not
the motherfuckers was playing around at fucking Enchanted Castle. Like with like a fucking arcade it looked like in the background.
Yeah, that's
like a background.
That's what I'm saying.
All my Chicago people know what I mean by Enchanted Castle. All the Chicago people probably laughing when I said Enchanted Castle. It's like the showbiz. Or Chuck E. Cheese. So all them people know what I mean. It's like an arcade for kids.
Dude, I was just like, dog, this shit is horrible, dog. Like, even, I mean, I think the only, I mean, when you think about it, Superman was kind of dark a little bit. The first one with Christopher Reeves?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was, though. The second one was more dark.
It was.
When he was
General
Zod and he gave up his powers.
Right, exactly. It was still dark. It was shot a little darker than most. But that's why the first Batman exploded. Because the first Batman was like hella dark in comparison to all the movies before. When Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson played the fuck out of the first Joker.
Yeah, he played the fuck out of that Joker, man. That's why it was hard for Keith Ledger to, you know what I'm saying, to updo it. But he did, you know, he held his own, though.
Hey, you lock yourself in an apartment for 3 months.
Doing heroin.
I didn't know he was doing that.
That's why he died.
I didn't know he was doing heroin then.
What you think he was doing then? I'm assuming he was doing it then if he was doing it and he died.
No.
He was getting high with Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
No. Right. What I'm saying, but he died after the movie came out.
Right, but I'm assuming that wasn't the first time he did it, so I was assuming he was hanging out with the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
He was banging on both of them Olsen twins. He what? No, that's who was there at the apartment when one, I think it was, which one was it? Mary-Kate, though.
I think it was Mary-Kate.
Yeah, she was at the crib with him when he died. She was stayed at his crib all the time. I'm assuming that one was there, though.
Let's think the worst. Let's turn them both into whores.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, why they got to be whores? They was banging. Oh,
the sisters that are banging the same dude.
I mean, dude, this is a new type of world, man. They can do whatever they want to. They could bang out some dudes like that.
Together.
Yeah.
And share each other.
Why not? I mean, they ain't got to fuck each other. No, you're going a little bit too far.
I'm just saying.
No, you're going a little bit too far with that.
I'm just saying. I feel like if you already right there fucking, like, I'm not going to be fucking with my brother, dog. I'm sorry.
So let's go back to 300, though. You feeling that 300 is going to come
out? I think Xerxes is going to be cool. I think Xerxes is going to be.
Well, they not calling it Xerxes no more.
It's called Rise of Xerxes.
Mm-mm, it's called Rise of an Empire now.
Why they change it? Oh, because the Perusian people?
I don't know. They just changed it to Rise. The original was supposed to be called Rise of Xerxes, but it's called Rise of an Empire now.
Was that that happened at the first one. I know that there's a lot of people in Peru that are mad saying that how
Peru?
They...
What's Peru got to do with this?
Was it Peru? What were the people that were supposed to...
Oh, you're talking about... No, you're talking about Persians.
Persians, yeah. Yeah, they were upset because of how they were portrayed in... how they were portrayed in 300.
No, oh, yeah, with
made
the
Made them look all crazy
and
all the rest of that shit.
Yeah, so that's... That's gonna be. It looks pretty dope, though, man. That story is pretty dope story too, because you know they're gonna show the story of Marathon, and as well as that woman that's the only. She's like one of the only commanders, and like she was fighting on the side of Xerxes. She was the captain of the whole Navy fleet.
Oh, straight up.
Yeah, yeah. But she was Greek though. But she somehow was fighting with him, though, and everything. So.
I'm trying to think of what else is coming out this year. Because I know that's
like
supposed
that
to be
Thor,
dope.
That Thor look like it's going
to
be dope.
I mean, it has to. They got to keep it. They have to keep it up in order to drop the new Avengers.
12 Years a Slave? I actually want to see that.
It's not that I don't want to see it. I'm just, it concerns me. You know what I mean? Especially all this backlash that Jenkins
But see,
got.
Have you watched any Steve McQueen movies?
Like one way back in
Shame,
the day.
You watch Shame? Go watch Shame, man. You know he's a black director. Pretty goddamn good. British dude.
Who you talking about?
Not Steve McQueen.
You talking about Antoine?
No, Steve McQueen is the dude that wrote. Nah, is it Steve? No,
it's not Steve.
His last name is McQueen, man. I'm tripping, man.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I just saw Shadow and Neck the other day.
Yeah, his name is. I thought it was Steve. Steve McQueen is fucking James Bond.
Steve McQueen is like an old ass white actor, but that's not him. He wasn't James Bond.
Yeah, it's his name is, let me get his name correct for all this. It is Steve McQueen, my bad, I'm right. It is Steve McQueen, he's from London. He did Shame, that movie's good as fuck. It's got Michael Fassbender in it.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that has a sex addiction.
Is it sex addiction? Yeah, I saw that at
He's the one that's the dude who's directing 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though.
That shit gonna be graphic as fuck then, if it's anything like
Shame. Nah. Well, it's got
Chibital Ojafor.
Ojafor, yeah. So, I mean, I think it might be. And Brad Pitt in there. And Michael Fassbender's back running with him. So, yeah. I think it's going to be good, though, man.
No, I'm like I said, I'm just waiting to see what Howard's going to review. I'm not saying, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's the same thing with Django. You know what I mean? I think whenever you're touching on a touchy subject like that, it's always really questionable how it's going to be portrayed.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Even going back to 300 a little bit, this is going to be kind of interesting, though, because, you know, they bring it back, you know, the Queen of Sparta or whatever, though, because basically what was going on, you know, what was going on with that battle was at the same time of 300. Like, it's going to be basically a prequel and a sequel at the same time.
How the fuck is that possible?
Because the Battle of Marathon happened at kind of at the same time that 300 happened. Because they was attacking two different places at one time.
So, but Xerxes wasn't it. So, is
that
why
an exaggeration,
Xerxes,
though, like, with him going in there to talk to the Goodnighties and all that.
Right, right, right. But how the fuck are you going to come back and show that, as, even though this is part of your storyline?
That's, well, they, that's why they got the Queen of Sparta in there, though. It's like,
so she's going to be the offset. So while he was fighting in 300, she going to be in Marathon.
No, 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 no. They just going to use her as a bridge, though, I guess, because talking to the Athenians who were... Because basically it's going to follow the Athenians.
Right, but the Athenians ended up helping, helping out the Spartans. That was the other group that came and joined them.
No, that's not the Spartans. That's not the Athenians.
That was, they were, there was the
Athenians. There was another group of cats. I'm going to look it up now. It wasn't the Athenians, though, because the Athenians and the Spartans were rivals, though. They were
right,
never,
that's,
ever,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there used some cats that was kind of like in between motherfuckers that were like kind of like...
It started with an A, didn't it?
I'm going to tell you who it is. No, I'm looking here now, though.
Because they came over. He tried to get them to help, and they didn't want to help, and they came in like extra last minute.
Yeah, but it wasn't the Athenians, though. Oh, man, what are the name of them, man? I'm looking here now. Because it's not the Athenians, because they would never fight with them. Like, they didn't even join together till way after the fact.
Because they never
even showed up. No, they never even showed up, even, period, to help them out at 300.
That's what I'm saying. That's what happened at,
No, remember, no, the whatever group I'm thinking about, though, I'm trying, was it the Thucydides? Something like that. Give me a second here. I'm going to find it here. Because they end up leaving, though. Remember,
right,
he was like,
yeah,
go ahead and leave, though. Y'all,
right, yeah,
y'all ain't down for this shit.
And
go,
I thought that he was told he was to take your ass back to Athenia.
Yeah,
to Athens, I mean.
I didn't think it was the Athenians, though.
I thought that's because weren't the Athenians the Spartans' biggest rivals?
Yeah.
And that's where they was talking shit. He was like, yeah, that's why he disliked the Athenians.
Yeah, but the Athenians, those dudes was looking all ragtag. The Athenians had some dope-ass gear, like when you gonna see 300 Rise of Empire, they got dope gear, though. Like, they wore blue, though, too.
Right.
That's
right,
what I'm
right,
saying.
Right,
the Spartans wore red. The Athenians wore blue. That's
right.
What I'm saying. I'm trying to remember what this other group was, though. I'm trying to look now. Damn, man. It should have it in there because he mentioned their name and who they
were.
Yeah,
he did. I remember that. So anyway, so Xerxes is going to be... So how are they bridging it? If Xerxes was at Thermopylae, where were...
He's not at Thermopylae, though. He's like kind of in the middle of a middle camp, this delegating shit.
Did this happen? So does this happen
like
after...
Like, he's in a camp delegating shit, though, different places.
Right. So is this after...
Thermopylae is Marathon is right before, like right at the same time as 300, right, like kind of right before and at the same time as 300. Thermopylae is after.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so yeah, this is showing him
It's gonna be a prequel and a sequel at the same time.
So I get what you're saying. So basically, yeah, he's fighting the Battle of Marathon, goes over to Thermopylae, destroys them, and then they show what happens after.
Exactly.
How the fuck? That's going to be interesting to even try to show that.
Yeah, they ain't even say who it is in here in the scripture. Here it says allied Greeks. They would have said Athenians on here. I know that.
Because they were a bunch of farmers and shit like
that.
Yeah,
because Athenians would have came in flyer, though. You know what I'm saying? And they wouldn't even have joined them. They'd have been like, you know, because the Battle of Artesium is the one. It's a naval battle. The Battle of Thermopylae is going at the same time as the Battle of Artesium. So it's going to be a naval battle and a regular battle at the same time. That's the sequel. That's the sequel part.
I got you. Okay.
Marathon
is the prequel.
Is the same time, though. Like, for instance, the film will also focus in part on the Battle of Salamis, which Artemisia, which is the girl I'm talking about,
right,
that is the battle. She was had a major role as well as the Battle of Marathon. So that's before this naval battle thing that we get to see both of those, though. So it seems like it's going to be pretty dope, though, man.
So we
only thing that kind of sucks, though, is that what you call it, not directing it, though. Frank Miller's partly involved, though, but I'm thinking, who's directed this, man? Zack Snyder's not directing it, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's directed by Noam Morrow.
What has he done?
His name's not even clickable.
Ooh.
His name's not clickable on Wikipedia.
Snyder didn't want to do it, or he was too busy?
Let's see what Snyder is involved in. He did the screenplay, though.
Okay. Well, then there's hope.
Yeah, he did the screenplay, though. Yeah, his name's not even clickable on here, so this might even be his. I'm not sure what kind of joints he's done. I've been.
You know the other movie I want to check out though.
Yeah, what else?
47 Ronin.
Yeah. I forgot about that. The 47 Ronin does look good. That looks good. That definitely looks good.
Yeah, 47. There's a whole bunch, dude. Actually, I was going through trailers the other day, but yeah, 47 Ronin, Thor, 300. I thought there was another horror story that was coming out that I wanted to check out.
Which one?
I can't remember what it was. I'm just having a. Just...
Oh, we got The Hobbit coming out. Hobbit 2.
Yeah, not.
Anchorman 2.
Yes.
I'm gonna read through some. Here.
Not interested in Hobbit 2 because I wasn't really that impressed by the first one.
Well, was you impressed by The Fellowship of the Ring?
The only reason why I felt like I was cool with Fellowship of the Ring was because that was the first. Wait, was that the first one?
Yeah.
Because that was the first time they. They were actually even touching the book, so that's why I was like, okay, this is cool. But after you've already seen a fucking trilogy of the same shit, and now you're doing a prequel to the fucking trilogy. I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like it's been done too much.
Nicolas Cage is trying to fucking 300. Keep in mind, Nicolas Cage trying to get that Christian money right now.
Why?
You remember those series of movies with Kirk Cameron in it called Left Behind?
Left Behind. He jump starting that again?
No, he's the star of the movie.
It's called Left Behind?
Yeah, they rebooted the Left Behind series.
And that's been our show for the Lando Cal experience. Make sure you tune in next week.
He's trying to get that Christian paper. He's trying to get that Christian paper. I saw it the other day, though, on, like, Yahoo, and I was like, what? He's bringing back? Okay. All right. I got you. And that comes out this year, too. The Wolf of Wall Street looks good, too, though.
What's that?
With Leonardo DiCaprio is playing that dude that was spending all the money. It's based on a true story from the 70s and early 80s.
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
They had the previews in a whole bunch of movies, though.
I've been absent.
It's basically a true story about this dude that was in Wall Street and everything. No, he was blowing dough, doing
coke.
He was
Bernie Madoff for Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, in the late 70s, early 80s. And he went to jail, and then he came out and wrote a best-selling book. And they basing this movie off his book. It's called The Wolf of Wall Street. It's probably, comes out November 15th. Looks pretty goddamn good.
He gonna need it after the reviews. I want to
see
it.
Old Boy, man.
Oh, fuck. I gotta see Old Boy.
Old Boy comes out Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's gonna be dope. Especially because it's good by Spike.
That month of November is heated more than you would think. You got Thor coming out November 8th.
Right.
Then a week after that, you got The Best Man coming out. And The Wolf of Wall Street come out the same day. Then the weekend after that is
Two
The Hunger Games.
Everything. Ooh, yeah.
Then the weekend after that is Old Boy. Then the weekend after that is the Mandela movie with Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. But see, you're just hitting two different demographics, though. Like, Best Man and...
Wolf on Wall Street, they ain't going to be the same people.
Nah. And even with Idris Elba, that's only going to get a certain demographic.
But fuck around and Best Man could end up fucking winning that weekend.
Versus who?
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, because it's such
it's going to be a gang of black folks.
Yeah.
He's going to see that. Yeah. Heavy.
Yeah, because...
But Wolf of Wall Street, I think it probably is going to be a better movie, though. But
I agree. But it has to be. He needs some recap from Greg Gatsby. Because Greg Gatsby's reviews were horrible.
Did you see it?
It just came out in Redbox.
I saw it. It was cool. It wasn't bad. It
looked like the shit was made by the Wachowski brothers when they was making Speed Racer. It was all bright and neonish and
that. Yeah, but it wasn't bad to me though. Like that though, it wasn't a bad film though.
So you think that they? It was actually based off of because I've heard rumors that the Greg Gatsby is actually based off a brother.
Yeah, which would have made it a totally doper concept and movie though.
Should have been.
It was supposed to be a black dude that was passing.
That was what?
Passing. You know, like back in the day. Like
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a secret that he was black. That was supposed to be the secret, not the fact that he's a bootlegger.
Damn.
Yeah. That was supposed to be the secret.
That would have been a dope-ass
That's what
movie.
People think about when they read the F. Scott Fitzgerald thing. He was a bootlegger and all that.
Right.
But the secret was supposed to be, the fact that he was passing. And the fact that old girl basically kind of finds out in a way, though, that he was part black is the reason she kind of spurns him, though.
I'm gonna have to go back and read the book.
Yeah, it's kind of ill though.
That would actually that would have been dope.
It's a dope ass concept. Damn near need to rewrite the motherfucking not call it the Great Gatsby. Yes, yeah, so the 100 Games is coming out. Then Old Boy. And the Black Nativity came out the same weekend as Old Boy, too.
Black Nativity.
That's the movie, though, where they. It actually looks pretty good, though. It's got Mary J. Blige in there, though. Angela Bassett. Tyrese is in there. Number on Tyrese. Tyrese is cool, though, acting wise. And Tyrese is cool in general. I just don't want to be Luke Cage. Nas is in there. Let me click on it. It's a lot of people in there though, and it's basically like and Casey Lemons is directing it. But I fuck with Casey Lemons though.
This ain't gonna be like what the.
No, I'm gonna read the cast: Angela Bassett, Jennifer Hudson, Forest Whitaker, Mary J. Blige, Nas, Jacob Lattimore.
But this is not gonna be like
it's basically like
not perfect holiday shit.
No. It's it was a big time play that was like.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But it was a retelling of the nativity scene though from a black perspective.
Yeah.
But it's like a little boy. He's in present time though. But his family, his like grandfather's telling the story of nativity from a black perspective.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And like relating it to his regular life.
So you think they're starting to pick up on black films now that they feel like there's that Tyler Perry's gonna open up the market?
I can see that because that Black Nativity is going against Old Boy. That's gonna be, that's gonna be a horrible weekend.
You know why? Because Black Nativity is gonna win.
You think it's gonna beat Old Boy?
Yeah, fuck yeah, it's gonna beat Old Boy.
You don't think a lot of people are gonna see Old Boy though with Josh what's his last name?
Nope, because who's directing it?
I think people might go and don't even realize who's directing it. Look at the dude, Josh Brolin.
They would, but they have to understand it's a classic though. Like, the problem is that, I'm talking about for us, usually Spike counts on us to support him in his movie. You know what I'm saying? But if he's going against an all-star studded cast like that, and it's during the month of December, and it's a Christian movie, dude.
Oh, Tyler Perry's got another movie coming out this year.
Oh, really?
Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas.
He getting money, man. Let that man bake. Let that man cook. Let that man shake. Make that man shake and bake.
Man, dude. Hold on, man. I'm The Hobbit, like I said before.
Why are you so upset?
I just can't do that.
Why can't Tyler Perry get his money, bro?
Let him get his money. No, that's why I'm not really commenting on it. I'm just not going to comment on
but,
it.
But if what's name was in the film, you'd be mad at the motherfucker. What's your boy that you hate?
Terrence Howard?
Yes.
Oh, I would be fucking fired. Let him be in this motherfucker.
Why?
We do a whole Lando Cal.
So wait. Why Tyler Perry?
I'm not at war Tyler Perry no more. That's why I'm not mentioning him. But if he had audacity to go
What's
past that.
What's the difference? Hand, What's the difference between him and Terrence Howard?
I've stopped my war against him, though. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay. So, is this the fact? Okay.
It's just overdone. It's just overdone. I just can't go. I don't have the energy to go after him anymore.
You can't fight two wars at once. You can't go after Terrence Howard and go after Tyler Perry at the same time.
No,
can't do it. So you will crush the smaller war first, and then try to attack the big man.
Yeah, basically. Then Anchorman 2 comes out.
That's gonna be dope.
Then the weekend after that is actually 47 Ronin.
Waiting.
Christmas Day.
Waiting. I will be there.
Christmas Day
in a motherfucking gi. And a motherfucking paper samurai sword on my back with a ponytail and my eyebrows drawn on.
And, of course, January looks to be pretty dead. I mean, to start the year looks to be pretty dead like normal.
You would think that somebody would actually – well, you know what? They're probably waiting for people to recoup from Christmas. That's probably why they don't do it so early.
Oh, there's a Night of the Living Dead coming out. Oh, there's a Night of the Living Dead coming out this year. Another one called
Pass.
Resurrection.
Pass.
Yeah, I'm good on that. Isn't that fucking Sin City 2 coming out this year? Mm-mm. I thought it was.
Mm-mm. Shit, what about RoboCop?
That comes out 2014.
So yeah, so now we're getting.
Let me go 2014. Let me just preview it right quick. No, nothing in January so far. Oh, my bad. Another Paranormal Activity. Untitled Paranormal Activity Latino Cousin Project called The Mark Ones.
That's probably got some historical you know, folktale-ish sort of beginnings. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be dealing with the, what the fuck they used to call that? Kooka. What's the little creature there that they were scared of? In Mexican culture? No, it's not, not Rancho Cucamonga.
Are you talking about a little dog?
Yeah.
Kookaburra or something like that?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Okay, then, yeah, I guess some movie called Pompey coming out. That's everybody talking about. The Lego movie will be out in February next year. RoboCop is February. 300 don't even come out till March 2014.
Well,
they keep pushing it back, man. That's what I'm saying. That's my only concern. They keep pushing it back.
Hey, you know if it comes out on Wednesday.
Captain America comes out April.
Yeah.
April.
Winter Soldier.
Yep. Amazing Spider-Man 2, May.
Who are we fighting in that one? That's the rhinoceros and
Electro, Electro, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, yeah, Jamie Foxx.
Godzilla comes out that much. Oh, of course, Tyler Perry's another movie coming out.
Madea goes to...
No, Tyler Perry's Single Mom Club, Mom's Club.
Madea goes to Spring Break.
Yeah. Oh, Days of Future Past is in May.
Ah, okay.
21 Jump Street single. No. No, they're not. No, they're not going...
What's the problem?
Transformers 4 Age of Distinction, June 2014.
You knew they was doing it, though.
But I didn't know it was coming this goddamn soon, man.
What's the problem? They say 2000, between 2014 and 2015, every fucking movie...
That you ever thought was going to come out was going to come out.
Yeah, like it's supposed to be like... There's supposed to be like 35 heavy hitters.
The week before that, Think Like a Man 2.
Well, that's going to blow off the box office. You already know that.
Fast and the Furious 7 in July of next year. I'm fucking with that. Oh, shit. The one I've been waiting for, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, though. Coming back. July 18th next year. Sin City doesn't come out till August of next year. So, Guardians of the Galaxy, August 1st of next year.
Guardians of the Galaxy? That yeah. Part 2?
No, Guardians of the Galaxy. Not you thinking the ones... The little cartoon joint. I'm talking about they did some the comic book Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
No, they're not coming out Resident Evil 6.
Dude, I'm you hear what I said.
Expendables 3?
Yep.
Really? Yeah, y'all look. Y'all killing me right now, man, with all these, man. These
fucking sequels.
Paranormal Activity 6. There's gonna be 2 Paranormal Activities next year.
I think one or 2 Paranormal Activities this year?
Oh, and oh, of course, they got a Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1. So they trying to make, I guess they making the last one of that trilogy of Hunger Games into 2 parts.
Death of
then The Hobbit ended out the year. Another Night at the Museum. You know what? Y'all suck, man, for all this shit, man.
Y'all suck. Some dope movies out there that are not getting made. But it's all about trying to bring that money in, man. They're trying to already get a fan base.
Bump it, man. You know, well, man, this don't be the first ending of the first Lando Calrissian, a.k.a. the
It's going to get better, people. We just need time.
Somebody, please don't write. Everybody write in to straightolc@gmail.com with all your thoughts. Twitter, straightolc as well. I'm just frustrated with Tyler Perry with these.
You're not frustrated because you're not fighting that war, man.
I'm not. But it's just frustrating, though. You know, I put on so much of a war against this motherfucker, and he just keeps coming back.
He's not going to die, dog. He has a niche. You can't beat the niche market, bro. End of the day.
Transformers 4, too? Did we ask for this damn soon?
I don't even know what he's going to be. Like, is it the fucking Dinobots? Like...
Let me read the description for you. Storyline. It says, as humanity picks up the pieces... Following the conclusion of Transformers, Dark of the Moon, Autobots and Decepticons have all but vanished from the face of the Earth. However, a group of powerful, ingenious businessmen and scientists attempt to learn from the past Transformer incursions and push the boundaries of technology beyond what they can control. All while an ancient, powerful Transformer menace sets Earth in its crosshairs. The epic adventure and battle between good and evil, freedom and enslavement ensues.
That's the same exact story. It's been for like the last 3... Dark of the Moon, and what's the other one? Revenge of the Fallen. Same shit.
Yeah. I guess they saying.
So
this.
Who the fuck is this ancient evil?
Unicron. Probably gonna be Unicron.
Who the fuck is that?
That's that big ass dude that was swallowing motherfuckers in the Transformer cartoon movie. Remember, he didn't want to kill Bumblebee and all them other motherfuckers. Unicron ain't no joke. He like damn near like a planet.
Damn.
He just swallow up motherfuckers. Unicron big as a motherfucker, man.
How the fuck is it? So it's just like Thanos and
more like what's
Galactica
like,
or whatever?
Like it's more like Galacticus from Fantastic Four. Yeah, Unicron. That's probably what they talking about, the ancient. Yeah, this is Unicron right here. That's it.
Dude, nah, that's not him.
This is Unicron.
They already fought him.
No, they didn't. That's that other dude was the other guy that was like a this dude is like a, he turns into a planet. This is his transformed edition.
God damn.
That's what I'm saying. That's him transformed. I mean, not transformed when he's in his.
So who was he? Looks exactly like
yeah, but that's
the other dude, yeah, the one that they just killed.
Yeah, that's Unicron though. He's a planet. That's what I was saying. He's a planet. That's how big he is.
I don't know how you beat a planet, nigga.
Yeah. He's big as hell, though, so that's
Unicron. He can't even come to Earth. You can't even if you untransform it, even if you in your regular size, nigga, you can't be a planet and walk around Earth. A planet can't walk on a planet, my nigga.
Yeah, so they probably gonna bring back Megatron, too.
And he's senile now? Because in the last one,
they killed him, remember?
Did it?
Yeah, I remember, Well, who? Because didn't old boy that betrayed them did something to him, and then
Optimus, I just remember this thing off. Was eating his fucking the little things is chewing
but
on
that
his
was
brain.
The beginning, though.
Right, but he struggled with that the whole time.
Yeah, he ended up getting some power back or something crazy.
Right. I remember that, but I thought he died. I thought they flew off with him.
Yeah, that's Unicron's head right there talking to Starscream.
Damn. He's standing on Unicron talking to Unicron? Yeah.
He's big as fuck. Unicron is super big, man.
That's craziness. That's fucking crazy. I don't know how. Do all the Transformers grow to create Voltron or some shit to fight him? Like, I don't understand.
I forgot. How'd they beat him in the other one?
Threw that nigga into the sun or something?
No, Optimus. That's how Optimus died, though, because he gave the, he sacrificed himself and gave the, what was that, the All Spark?
To Turbo.
No, yeah, and he became Rodimus Prime.
Rodimus Prime. Yeah. But I thought he fought Unicron in the cartoon movie?
Mm-hmm.
That was Unicron?
Yeah, Rodimus Prime's the one that ended up killing him.
I remember Rodimus Prime.
Because he got, he's the one that ended up killing him, though.
That's probably what's going to happen in this one.
Let me go through this here, though. It was Hot Rod originally, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, Hot Rod and Miss Fry. I didn't know it was Unicron that they were fighting, though.
Mm-hmm. That was in the Transformers, the movie.
I ain't seen that shit in hella.
Yeah, go back and watch it. It's pretty goddamn good.
It is. It was good. I remember it being good.
Yeah, the regular Transformer, like the kids' Transformer movie, yeah. Yeah, I thought it was. Oh, let me click on Hot Rod. Maybe that's what I need to go to. Before we get out of here, I got to solve this puzzle right quick for Ted. Hot Rod.
I just remember, my brain is shitty.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to remember how he ended up getting. He got the
I remember the Allspark. I remember him shooting some shit from Earth, but I didn't know it was Unicron that he was fighting. I thought it was somebody else.
He got the Matrix of Leadership. That's what it is.
Right. That's what the fuck was it called was. That's what the fuck they found in
Yeah, it chose him as the leader, though. It just chose him. Yeah, he defeated Unicron.
The Matrix. Wasn't that the same shit that Sam Witwicky had to find? When it turned into dust and he put it in.
You know what they gonna do? They not gonna be Megatron. They gonna change to Galvatron, man. Cause you know that's what he changed into after he died in Transformers the movie. He changed into Galvatron.
How'd that happen?
They revived him. Whatever. It was something like they revived him and he became Galvatron instead of Megatron. Yeah, that's exactly what. Yeah, cause this is Galvatron right here. No, but it's Megatron, but he's Galvatron.
So when he's Galvatron, is this when he's a big ass gun?
No, that's Megatron. He turns into like something like else though. Yeah.
But that's what he was in this last one. I was trying to figure out how you gonna revitalize that. How you gonna revive a nigga that's already a plane?
Like, yeah, they met some other people together and made him know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, this is, like I said, this is the end of the Lando Cal show. StraightOLC@gmail.com. StraightOLC on Twitter as well. And Straight Out Low Cash fan page. So this is all basically going to be up under the umbrella Straight Out Low Cash, as we've been telling y'all. Ted, you let them know where you hit you up at.
Yeah, man. 60SCCMARATHON.
You going to answer people, though?
They don't rate me, so I ain't going to do it. I mean, I get the notification, you know.
No, okay, so people start tweeting him, Phil.
It's all good, man. You know, right, I'm not a big social media hound.
You can hit me up at Dig Game on Twitter. And Reminisce is running out boards for us. All right, where can I hit you up at?
DJ Reminisce 10. All
right. So, yeah, give us some topics, man. Give us some topics. To cover.
Let us know if we need to spin this off and have his own feed. You know what I'm saying? His own kind of movement. Let us know if, you know, if y'all not feeling it when we won't. You know, we just doing it every now and then. But let us know, you know, what y'all think about the concept and how what we doing with it. Any other thoughts, Ted?
Hey, man, like I said, we can cover any fucking thing at this point. You know, philosophical, you know, you got burning questions. Just as long as it's not, you know, straight OLC related. You know what I mean? If it's, you know, some off-the-cuff, you know, brainiac type of shit, you know, there's less, what we call it, like less commercial.
Yeah, less commercial.
You know, more in-depth.
Pop culture.
Yeah. Less more in-depth about some shit. Hit us up. Let us know, man.
And then we'll be back soon with another edition of Lando Cal.